Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Courtney Long, and she is a graduate student in sustainable agriculture at Iowa State University. Good morning to you, Courtney.
Hi.
Are you an early morning person? Have you been up and at 'em for a long time?
I have been up for about 4 hours.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty early in the morning, actually.
Too early, probably.
Yes. Well, first, we want to talk about GAP. And, you know, a lot of people, they'll go, GAP, they'll have their own definition of that, but it's probably not the one that we want to talk about. What does GAP stand for?
GAP stands for Good Agricultural Practices.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
<It's> good.
Okay. Now, this is a training that's coming up, and I'm thinking that not, you know, everybody's listening is going to be interested in taking it, but hopefully they'll pass the word on maybe to somebody else who is interested. Mm-hmm. What is the training doing?
The training is for good agricultural practices on farm, so implementing those food safety practices throughout the production. And the practice is through a Cornell certification, and then ISU Dining and ISU Extension have been linked to also have these workshops. So the ones we are doing this spring are four-hour sessions for the on-farm food safety, focusing on the microbial risks, the food safety plans on farms, and then we also do a brief section on how to sell to institutions like Iowa State.
So you sort of told us who might be interested, but define that a little more. Who should be interested? Who probably should be taking this course?
Yeah, the course has been, I guess, marketed to all types of producers, from small scale to large scale. It focuses primarily on like vegetables and fruit production and those risks associated with produce. We have had a few people interested from the dairy side or meat production as well. A lot of it has to do with what happens after you harvest, like correct safety precautions before harvesting and post-harvest, and then a little bit after that process and the distribution
mm-hmm.
part too.
Mm-hmm. So. And sometimes that's the biggest challenge. Farmers love to grow, but they don't do much with marketing sometimes. So
right.
That's really good. But, and Courtney, you know, all of us, I think, should say thank you and be thankful for this kind of information, because we're the ones eating the food. And as we look back, there have been some of those illnesses caused by the mishandling during the production, sometimes with fertilizer, different things. And so this course is sort of to raise the awareness about those kinds of events.
Right. Yeah, I think it's great for producers, but it's also been pretty apparent that consumers would learn a lot from these classes too. Not that it's guided towards them, but there are definitely there's definitely information available that would inform mm-hmm. consumers on what to look for as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said it's 4 hours. When is this happening and where?
So we have five different ones between now and April, and I can spill those out really quickly.
Okay.
February 23rd, we're having one in Westphalia, Iowa, at the St. Boniface Church, and that's from 12 to 4 p.m. On March 20th, we're having one in Ames, Iowa, at our Linden Training Center, again, 12 to 4. March 27th is in Marion, Iowa, at the Linn County Extension Office, 12 to 4 p.m. And then March 28th, we're having another at Iowa Western Community College, and 12 to 4 p.m. as well. And the last one will be held again in Ames, Iowa, at the Linden Training Center, and this one is offered in the morning from 8 to 12.
Okay, let's specifically mention again the one in Westphalia, the date and time, and the one at Iowa Western Community College. That's probably the ones that people in this area are going to be interested in. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Westphalia is next week on February 23rd, and granted, we were requesting pre-registration, but I think since we're getting the word out right now, if people can contact me, I'll take their registration fee at the door instead
okay.
of requiring them to send it prior to. But anyways, that is at the St. Boniface Church on February 23rd from 12 to 4 p.m.
And then Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs.
Yep, and that's on March 28th, again, from 12 to 4.
Okay.
So and both of those will include lunch, and then we also So they include lunch, and the fee is $25. Mm-hmm.
And then they get, of course, get some information to take home with them. In addition to what's in their heads, they get some printed stuff, right?
They get an awesome packet that's been put together, and so they get to take home that packet, and that's the fee. The $25 covers that packet, so it's a large booklet to take home.
Okay. So well worth your money. $25 to invest and well worth your money.
And you also get a certificate that states that you've gone through the workshop and that you've been trained in this GAP food farm safety.
Mm-hmm. And some places are requiring that if they're going to buy, we're going to talk now on the marketing side, require that the producers have taken this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. Well, at Iowa State, for instance, we're requiring the GAP workshop. And the workshop training is different than the certification because the certification is a significant chunk of money. But, yeah, a lot of people are requiring some sort of safety training now to help with that liability and to show their customers that they're mm-hmm. aware of these issues and that they're practicing safe standards. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of our local, like our local hospital and some retirement centers and so on, are purchasing food. I'm not sure that they're requiring this, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're not now, they will be soon. So this would be a great investment. And the folks who attend get to meet all the other folks that attend.
Right, yeah, it's a great marketing and linking with your neighbors type of activity. So.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, we'll remind folks again here before we end, but I want to know a little more about Courtney. Where did you grow up and, you know, kind of how did you get to this place in your life?
Yeah, I grew up going to Gilbert High School just north of Ames and went to Iowa State for my undergraduate degree in landscape architecture right out of high school and was not sure what I wanted to do. So I graduated with landscape architecture in 2010. And got my healthcare garden design certificate and was really interested in local food and the aesthetics behind edible landscapes and the use of food throughout the community. So, yeah, I went back to school for sustainable agriculture and have been still working in the landscape architecture department at Iowa State. So.
Great. Can you tell us, define a little bit for us? Some people are really into, they can say sustainable agriculture and that just rolls right off their tongue and they know. Mm-hmm. But how do you define sustainable agriculture? Yeah, you know, not in a whole course. Can you do that in a sentence or two?
Probably not. I guess what I've been learning is that it's different for everyone, probably. To me, I guess my focus and my research has been the accessibility to food, probably more so than anything. I haven't even delved into the environmental aspects, but have concentrated maybe more so on the social dynamics of sustainability. So, so sustainable agriculture to me is the promotion of being able to find food and mm-hmm. access food through different means, whether mm-hmm. that's conventional agriculture, whether it's, you know, backyard gardens or edible plantings on the streets. I think that it's an integrated system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah, in a little bit of time, you bet. Okay, so GAP training is for anyone who's interested in...
And food safety on farm, I would say. So it's primarily for producers, and again, it's a great way to market your product and show that you know the safety standards behind production.
Okay, and there's several of those in Ames, a couple in the eastern part of Iowa, mm-hmm. but there are two in southwest Iowa, so remind us of when those are.
February 23rd is the one in Westphalia, and that's from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., and then March 28th is the Council Bluffs at the Iowa Western Community College, and that's, again, 12 to 4 p.m.
And to register, they need to?
To register, I have registration forms that I can email out. The email address is farm2isu@iastate.edu. And the number is, I'm going to give out my cell phone, but it's 515-460-3227. And then I can help get out registration forms through that.
And would our local extension office probably know something about this?
We've been in touch with the extension at Ames, and the Council Bluffs and the Linn County Extension.
Oh, okay. So, okay. But or go online. You know, it's always there. Yeah.
We're on Facebook too, and I do have the different dates on our Facebook as well.
And then the other more local contact would be by Ian Nightingale, who's the local food coordinator, and her office is over at Golden Hills RC&D.
Yeah.
Just in case. Or give me a call. I've got your numbers and your stuff here too. But remember, $25, good investment if you're at all interested in selling from your farm. We want to thank you very much, Courtney Long, for visiting with us this morning.
Thanks, LaVon.
Uh-huh. And till next time, remember, it is partly true. We are what we eat.